I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As you know, it's just me, just Lindsay girls. Working on a new theme tune with Mai, follow her, Celavita Mai. Whopper song. You really think I ain't playing this song? Just Lindsay and this bitch girls. Okay, here we go. How are we all? I'm back with another episode. Just me on my own. I'm loving it, to be honest. I'm fucking loving being on the mic. Can't tear me away from it. I'm going to give you a quick update on shows because a couple of people have been asking and I've been back and forth on the Discord with Patreons and in messages and stuff and emails. Girls, it's not stop around here in Nicole's Towers, but shows, right? So we obviously released that we were doing the shows in November before shit went down. I'm still doing the fucking shows, girls. I am so excited. I have been on the phone to bookers. I kept them updated with the plans and everything like that during all the shit show. And yeah, I'm doing the shows just on me, Todd. Maybe with guests. We're kind of just feeling out different ideas how to rebrand it. And I'm kind of working with the designers and stuff to relaunch the posters. So it's taken a bit of time as because I've been lumped with the kid. I'm trying to do all the fucking shit. But it's real fun and I'm really excited. So I was on the phone to the bookers 2 days ago again and we were kind of back and forth with just different ideas and I'm really excited. So I'm going to relaunch them and then you will get an option for a ticket refund if you're not into the new kind of vibe. But I promise you, it's going to be fucking whopper. Me on the stage, lolling, making you lol. It's going to be the same energy because you created that energy in Vicker Street, in Liberty Hall, in the country, sorry, in Galway, in Cork. I'm also going to Galway and Cork, Brian. Like, how fun. I'm opening up a can of 7-Up Free. This is not sponsored, guys, but please sponsor me. No, actually, write to Acast if that is gonna. Anyway, so how are we all? How are we getting on? Love that bit of rain today, I have to say. Really enjoy that. I fucking can't stand sometimes the sun. Like I'm one of those, I've turned into one of those Irish people who just moans about the weather when it's warm 3 days a year. I'm like, I can't handle the heat. I'm having 3 showers a day. Like it's like the nape of my neck is constantly fucking sweaty. And my hair is like frazzled. So I love the heat, but it's just like when I'm walking away trying to be a girl boss and I'm hearing everyone enjoying themselves, I get a little bit of FOMO, you know? So it is that time of the month. Heavy flow, girls. The maxi pads are out. The supersized tampons are being inserted as we speak. It is time for a Q&A. We haven't done one in a minute. And I opened the Tumblr again for the anonymous questions. I was a little bit like pulling at my collar, being like, what y'all gonna say now? It was actually fucking fine, thank you. So yeah, but a lot of the huns, a lot of my girly whirly chicken nuggets are fucking going through some shit with their fellas. Got a lot of girlies talking about their ladsies. So thought I'd kind of try and help you out. You know, I'll do my best. So let's jump right into it. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me with his best mate that he said I shouldn't worry about. LOL. We broke up, but I just can't shake the hurt. I've tried everything. Confronting them, going on dates, shagging someone else. Nothing is working though, and I'm torturing myself by checking their socials. What should I do? First of all, you poor wee thing. Now, you poor wee thing. I feel so awful sorry for you. After you've probably been fucking waxing his arsehole during COVID, like just being bored. You know, couples, we were just like farting on each other all COVID because there was nothing to fucking do with your fella. And as soon as he can, he goes out and gets his dick wet with his friend, not to worry about. Me no likey. I don't like him. That's shit gal behavior on his part. But let's break it down. Okay, so it's a really annoying feeling when you just want to get over something. You just want to get to the place of not being in pain and upset and waking up and being like, oh my God, just remember that my life is fucking shit. I just fucking remembered. I hate that so much. I'm like that too. Like, I just want to skip all the kind of like working on yourself and all that kind of stuff and get to the place of just being happy again. Is that so much to ask out of this fucking cruel existence that I didn't even ask for? But sucks ballsack that he did that. And especially if you were a little bit like, I don't know if you are just friends. And he's like, no, man, no. Look, honestly, I've known her since fucking primary school, man. Like, I swear to fucking God. Like, what, her? She's like a sister to me, man. And then it's like, oh, my God, I'm a fucking idiot. But look, it's happened. You found out. These things are like, oh, my God. Sometimes it takes a big old shake up and you're like, you know, at least you fucking know. At least you know. And he wasn't hopefully double dicking, or if he was, now you know, and now you can just go about your business, resting easy, not being anxious as fuck, thinking that every time he's going out with Sonia, who's just his bestie from primary school, and he's actually going sucking Sonia's flaps, you know. So I do think it's great that you found out, however you did. Maybe he told, I don't know. And, you know, it must be so hard when you're mourning a relationship and he's just copy and pasted your relationship to now this fucking bestie. And they're probably like, oh, my God, how mad that like we've been best friends and now we're like getting together. And how annoying that my girlfriend was in the way. But like, that's probably what's going through your head. And it's probably really anxiety inducing. And it's making me anxious even thinking about it. Like, oh, dear God, fucking bastard. What a bloody bastard. Oh my God. Giving me just. Who raised him? Call up his mom. But so you've tried everything. Look, that's great. So you're obviously in a space of not total despair, which is good because, like, you know, you're like, you've been out shagging, dating and all that kind of stuff. Because when I get in a dark place at times and it's fully like, I'm not showering. I'm in my bed and my pillow's wet from crying, but I don't even deserve to flip the pillow because I'm in such a despair. Like, I get real bad and then I crawl out of bed to urinate. That's the only reason I'll fucking leave the bed or the latter or the other thing. But and then I'll be like, I'll catch a glimpse of myself in the fucking mirror and I'm like, get back into bed, don't even bother. I'll just hold in the pee and I'll get a UTI and I don't even give a fuck anymore. Like, I mean, I get so bad. So fair fucking play that you're out and about and you're trying it and you're working on it, but these things don't come that quick. Like, you were really let down and that's shit. And like, it's annoying because, like, I don't ever, and I've never really wanted to be like a calloused human, for lack of a better word. Ew, I'm thinking of like a hoof of a foot, you know, with all the calluses. But like, I never wanted to be after bad treatment. I hate the idea. I always see these people like on reality shows when they're, you know, doing the Vox Pop, they're talking and shit. And they're like, I have definitely built up walls since me and Carbo broke up. So I just don't let people in easily. Like, I'm like, fuck that. I like, please, I need someone. Help, hello. Like, I'm going on dates, you know, and this is what you're doing. So it's good that you're still positive. You still believe in that little thing. You still have hope fluttering in your stomach and that's all you need. You'll get through it. You need to stop checking their socials. Like, truly, I had to stop checking Tattle Life. I quit the drinking, I quit the smoking, and I honestly, that was fine. That was not even a bother because I was fucking addicted to checking Tattle Life. Hello, Miss Grimm. Checking Tattle Life, reading horrible things about me and feeling shit and then being like, oh, okay, great. Got the self-harm in for the day anyway. Do you know what I mean? So like, you know that you're going to get upset by looking at it. But I guess there's that weird little intrigue of, I wonder what they're doing. Oh, I kind of want to see it. It makes it more real. It'll help me get over it. So you kind of look at it. You have to just focus on your own life. And it is crazy that from through our fingers and our phones, we absorb so much and like accept so much shit into our life that we don't need to. Like, I put that statement out there and I got so much support and, you know, just felt so much better after getting it off my fucking chest and, like, you know, people being able to relate to it, that things had happened similar to them and stuff like that. I was like, oh, felt great. I was like, oh, I hadn't been on Tattle in, I was going to say a while, in 24 hours. No, I hadn't been on Tattle in a couple of days and I was like, oh, wonder what they're saying. Maybe I'll just text and see what they do. And then I went on. I was like, oh, I'm gone. I'm gone. What the fuck? What am I doing now? So it's just like, okay, if I hadn't fucking checked, I would have still been dancing around my sitting room, been happy in myself, feeling like relieved and like, ah. Because, you know, that was that the reality, and people I connect to online were able to fucking get that or whatever. And, you know, it was taken well, but I purposely tried to bring something else into my life that I knew was fucking bad. You know, it's like we have to try and recognize like certain addictions to social media, because I definitely have it. Another thing to add to the pile of what's fucking up about me is so annoying. But anyway, you know, it's like you have to somehow just teach yourself to not do it. Just like we, you know, you have, you know, when you have a blemish on your face and you're like, oh, that's, I really shouldn't touch that. I'll just see. Oh, fuck, I've made it so much worse. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's going to be there for 6 months. I'm going to need that lasered off. You know, we need to just fucking try and premeditate, like, decisions. So it's so hard with phones and social media because it's so fucking quick. Like, it's literally just like 2 seconds and then you're like looking at his granny, her granny on fucking Instagram stories, and you're like, oh my God, he's seen the granny. Like, you, there's just these wormholes that you get down and involved in, and you see the old photos of them or whatever. They're like, first of all, if they're already posting, people are brazen out there. People are truly brazen that they just be posting, like, just be cheating and then posting away. Like, wow. Confronting them, fair play to you, that you stood up for yourself. Would love to know how that went. It never goes as well as you want. Like, you know when you have those fake conversations in your head, you're like, oh, they're gonna fucking die when I say that to them. And they don't even flinch. You're like, oh. And then you leave the conversation and you're like, oh, I should have said that. That's what I should have said back to that, yeah. And going on dates, like, maybe just because he's able to fucking go from you to her and everything seems to be going swimmingly from their socials, maybe doesn't mean that that's what you need. I think you just need to fill up your cup, girl. And it is amazing what I'm really learning since this kind of past 6 weeks, which was really hard, obviously. I so actively didn't go for my, like, natural kind of things that I do when I'm feeling shit or when things are like stressing me out and I'm like, oh, just go, I fucking just want to go partying, or I want to stay up all night, and just like I'll kind of avoid sleep because I just kind of, my mind races before I go to sleep, so I'll just like stay up all night watching YouTube, having a fucking great time, smoking that sweet herb and, you know, be having a great time. But then it just kind of, my anxiety and everything grows legs and I'm not looking after myself. So I have really been trying to like bring it back to simplicity and being like, okay, I need to go to sleep. I've learned a new thing. I never heard of this, but someone mentioned it to me the other day. Sleep hygiene. Ew. Like, but apparently having a good, like, hygienic sleep routine, like same kind of similar hours of going to sleep at night and waking up in the morning, you know, to really decompressing for 2 hours before you go to sleep, taking magnesium. I've been doing that because I have restless leg syndrome and it truly was giving me insomnia and fucking up my life. So I neck 3 magnesium tablets every night, like 2 hours before I go to sleep, and it's whopper. So those kind of things. So like sleeping, bringing in reading, like, you know, we're doing the My Amy book for X-Girls. That was just so great. Like I was actually getting, you know, so sucked into this book and not thinking about my shit going on. I was thinking about Amy Winehouse and her shit going on. Do you know the way? So really just, you know, I think we all know what's fucking right for us. We know what we want. We want to go out, get shit faced, have a snog, and maybe that snog will turn out to be like our husband who's fucking gonna love us forever and happily ever after, and fuck you, you fucking ex, for cheating on me. But that's not really how it works. We have to really do things, you know, when you're put in a vulnerable space, you have to kind of like mother yourself and like be kind to yourself, you know, like I said, getting into little routines, like seeing your friends, being a bit innocent, kind of, you're feeling sozzy for yourself. And I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling of like kind of vulnerability and like feeling sorry for yourself. But like when you are, I think that's when you really need to listen to like your inner child and mother yourself. Sleep well, put on your jammies, do your face masks, watch shows that just give you that escapism on YouTube or whatever the fuck you like. Just really try and be present. That's also been something that like, I'm like, wow, I'm such a meditative bitch right now because I have meditated a good few times. Yes, I needed the dramatic pause there. I have been meditating. It's just like you'd whack in like 10-minute meditation thing into YouTube and there suddenly I'm like, hello everyone, I'm very calm and zen. How are you? It really does help. And through my meditation, I've learned that like, it's really good to be present. Present with like having a coffee in the morning. Oh, that smells very nice. I like the smell of coffee. I'm not saying this loud. I'm saying just in my head. I'm like, I like that smell of coffee. I'll put on my little moisturizer. That makes me feel nice. My skin feels soothed. I like that. You know, like being present in the fucking moment and not worried and stressed about the fact these wild thoughts that are totally out of your control, that like fuck, it's embarrassing, it's public that he's going out with her and like he's just moving on so quick and everything meant nothing to him and everything like that. So I just, you need to be good to yourself and you need to stop going through the social medias. You can't look. And if your friends are like, oh my god, are you okay, I saw that Sonia put up that picture, if you're okay, like fuck that, just be like, guys, I don't want to fucking know, don't want to bleed and know. Okay, my boyfriend and I broke up for 2 years and recently got back together. That's a long time. I noticed he still follows random girls on Insta. And a few days ago, I discovered that he has nudes and a sex tape from the time we were broken up still on his phone. Should I confront him about this or is it irrelevant as we weren't together at the time? It personally makes me very uncomfortable, but how do I bring it up without him knowing that I went through his phone? Oh, girl. You go through a phone, you're going to find something that you don't like. It's so fucking annoying sometimes. It's like, it's the same kind of thing with the checking people's social media that you don't want to. It's like, I know I shouldn't. He went to the shop and he forgot his phone and I know his code. I'll just pop in. I'll just, okay. No, I'm not seeing anything. No. What's that? What? Oh my God. Fucking hell. Do you know what's gas? Side note. Like, I remember growing up and hearing, like, about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's sex tape and obviously Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian's sex tape. I was like, what? A tape of they sex? On VHS? What are they doing? They're filming? That's barbaric. What are they, animals? Animals wouldn't even have access. What the fuck? And now every bastard and bitch has just random on their iPhones, which is probably linked to their iCloud, and they're shagging. What? It is wild when you think about that. Like, I would not like that. I wouldn't. No one's gonna like that. Like, don't even give me that. Like, no, I actually accept that my ex is fucked other. It's like, no, that is not appropriate, but I mean, it is phones. And in this day and age, we have like full, like imagine if you had every image in your phone in a filing cabinet. It would be like A Beautiful Mind. Remember that scene in A Beautiful Mind when he had like so much shit all over the walls? He was like posting, he was going insane. He had all these images and ripped out pictures on the walls. Like if it's, we have so many images on our phone. And even though it is shocking and like inappropriate and sad and like gross, and you're like, fucking hell, like your dick is being inserted into another girl's vagina on your fucking phone. And I'm not even able to go through your phone in peace without seeing that kind of shit. Like it's, so I'd say it was tough to look. Did you look at the whole thing or did you just kind of like, and put it down? I mean, I don't think the kind of conclusion to this, or I don't think you're going to get like, you know, I don't think you're going to feel like so much better if he deletes it. Like, because he didn't prior. Maybe he doesn't even fucking think about it. Like, maybe he doesn't know that it's deep in the archive of his phone. And there's no way you can say it without it being so obvious. So if you want to confront him with something like, you know, point to the finger, being like, you're banging sex tape, you fucking freak, and I'm like, I'm all upset about it. And then he's going to be like, you fucking went through my phone. Like, it's just going to be like, and that's annoying. And then you're also going to be getting into the whole, you know, well, what, who are you with? And like, we weren't together like 2 years. Like, you know, that's a long time. At least you know that your fella's hot and that he's not only getting laid, he was getting laid and filming. It was getting quite like spicy kind of. I hope that it was consensual filming. Did you look at the tape and figure out if she was aware that she was being filmed? Because if that was, we're getting into Stephen Bear territory there. And that's awkward. Like, I mean, if you found something that he's like randomly filming girls sucking his D and they don't seem to be knowing, then I'd confront him about that and be like, you pig and laddie, get out of my life. But if it was some weird consensual sex tape filmed on the iPhone, like what was the setup here? I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. You were broken up and you have to just fucking, like that, when you get back with someone who you used to date and you had a long, especially like 2 years, such a long time of not being together, you have to just accept that like you were out, you were getting with people, you were probably sat, you know, with some fucking randomer off Tinder being like, I'm starting to get feelings for you, you know, like, I mean, it's mad. And now you're back with the fucking ex. You're probably on dates off a Hinge with some guy called Colm being like, yeah, no, oh, my ex, oh, let me tell you, he was a fucking prick. He was an absolute fucking prick. Never paid for anything. No, nothing. Yeah. And then you're fucking back with him. Awkwardly blocking Colm on Instagram so he doesn't see the fucking photos. And it's like, sorry, didn't he say that he was a prick? You're like, yeah, just mind your business, Colm, okay? I'm sorry again that I didn't text you back after that date, but I'm back with him. So just run along now. Go back on Hinge. So yeah, of course it makes you uncomfortable, but that's fucking life. And that's life when you break up with someone for 2 years and get back together. Like, I think, would you prefer him to have literally been like, I didn't get with anyone, I waited for 2 years. No, I didn't go, I didn't even wank. Like, it's good. It's good that he was a good, healthy, good looking, attractive man. Going, like, if it didn't reach OnlyFans and if it was consensual. Anyway, think I want to break up with my boyfriend of 4 years. I've changed a lot over the last year and he stayed the same. He's lovely. I'm just not sure if it's love. But then I feel like I'd be silly to let such a nice guy go. I'm only 24, but already feel like I'd never find someone like him again. Please smack me with some well-needed advice, Lynn. My friends are sick, are sick of my shit at this stage. Okay. Okay. Girl, you need a hobby. You need a fucking hobby. You need something else going on in your life. That's that on that. Like, if you're in a relationship that's good and lovely and you're enjoying it and, you know, you're sat around being like, I know, but like, how lovely is he? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's love or if it's like just, you know, kind of, it's like, being in love and the idea of that is a man-made thing. Like, I fucking hate all those rules of like, oh, wait 3.5 months before you say I love you, or else you're some type of freak. Like, you know, or like, oh, well, we've been madly in love for 6 years. We're never out of the bedroom. It's fucking crazy. Like, you know, it's all bullshit, to be honest. Love is like, I definitely think you can feel it. And I think you can be wrong about that. And you can be disappointed and be in love and fall in and out or whatever. But I think love is, in this sense, you're with someone and you've been with them for 4 years since you were 20 because you're 24. That's, you know, I know, like, I think there's a lot of pressure on young people to be like living it all, like, you know, be single, go fucking around, go traveling, go this, go that, like all this kind of stuff. Hustle, 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 get that gram popping. It's like, it's there's a lot. And, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you meet someone at 20 and then you're like, oh, okay, I'm actually, you know, he's really nice. I really like him. I could love him. This is functioning and suits my life, but I feel like I'm missing out. I think we're a generation, not me anymore, I'm the last generation, but I think, you know, this new generation is Gen Z, shall we say, is like, you know, it's kind of, you've been sold, you can have it all, you can have it all, or that like you're wasting your time if you're not fucking going around dubbing shagging loads of different people. Who made that fucking rule up, let me tell you? Like, It's you're not missing out really on anything, I think, whether you're being single or you're with someone. Like, there's no like missing out. Everything you have is inside. So it's not like, oh, my life would be so much better if I was going out shagging randoms or like dating different people or maybe getting a different boyfriend. Like, you need a hobby. Because your boyfriend sounds like it's going quite, like it's good and it's been 4 years. But it seems like you just maybe are focused on something because you don't have a lot of other stuff going on. So you need to, you know, pick up something else. And I mean, girls are notorious for like just, you know, like you're saying that your girls are sick of your shit. Like, they're notorious for sitting down for brunch being like, so like me and Tom, boy talk. Like, I fucking made a whole podcast out of it, for God's sake, you know. And men are, I feel, much better at like having hobbies, golfing, you know, going to the pub and talking about football. Like, they're very much better. They're better at like not having their whole fucking lives revolve around relationships. Now, sometimes guys can get a bit like mammied and then be like, but I don't want to go out with the lads. I just want to stay in with you and watch Love Island. And that's when you go off the fucking bastard. But like, you know, I think you do need to just like get a bit more going on. It's obvious, like, long-term relationships are going to go through weird phases of like, am I really in this? Is this forever? Oh my God. Like, you have to just live in the now because you don't know what's going to happen. You could be with him for 10 years and then it could not work. Like, you're going to be 34, my age, and you're still going to be gorge, bopping around, able to live a fucking very fruitful life, girls. Let me tell you, it's very fulfilling over here at 34. But like, so you're not like, just enjoy it and make sure that, you know, together in your relationship, you're doing nice little things. Now that we're getting out of lockdown, girlies, we're able to like fucking be going out, you know, and stuff is kind of getting a bit more normal now. Maybe you can book a hall, have a little staycation, glamping, whatever the fucking bastards are doing.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
so shit at booking things that I'm like, oh, what Ashley Keogh's doing looks great. I wish I'd done that. I look at Billy Benzari over there. It looks fab where he is. Oh, yeah. You know, and then I'm just at my hole looking at it. But anyway, I'm going to try and get away, girls. Got my vaccine. I got the one jab. Fucking one shot. Do not let the stunts to go. I've fucking killed. But anyway, delighted. So yeah, I think you just need to kind of entertain your brain with other stuff that isn't solely focused on your relationship, because there's other, like, it's not your whole life. You're 24. Start crocheting, start a fucking pottery course, start getting shit faced. I don't know, think of another hobby and just try and, like, you know, if your gut is saying, I don't think I'll find someone like that, then I think that is love in a certain way. I think it's love, but it's also doubt. But it's like, you really do seem to think that this is a great guy and a really sweet guy, and you're happy in a certain sense. But, like, come on, what are you going to be, Wes from Love Island, to be like, could I be happier though? You know? Okay, I'm a size 12 and happy and healthy in my body. Both my exes would try and convince me to lose weight, and I've had bad experiences of body dysmorphia because of those relationships. Finally in a place of contentness, and my mom and dad have started to make comments about how I'd be so much happier if I lost 5 to 10 pounds. I broke down and was triggered, for lack of a better word, and told them how uncomfortable those comments make me. They say that I'm overreacting. Am I? Love a struggling ex-gal. That's horrific to read. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. Truly, that is so hard to read and so fucking unfair. Like, I mean, no matter what size you are, sorry to be all like flipping body posy right now, but, like, come on, it's not clearly needed. Like, what if you are happy and healthy in your body? I actually think it's just mad that exes would try and convince you to lose weight. Like, and I've fucking been in that situation when, like, fellas are just kind of like, no, honestly, like, no, you look great, but, like, you look so good if you went to the gym. And it's like, thanks. No, honestly, you get up, like, it's like, thank you, thanks, you'd look so good on steroids. But, like, fucking, you know, I just find it so mad that people are still, like, just making these wild passing remarks like that. I do feel like people who are kind of maybe a bit, like, of a nicer temperament get more of this shit regularly. You know, like, there's some people that you just know you'd never fucking say that to, but then there's people who are like, you know, they get more shit because they're nice and they kind of accept it. I mean, at least those guys are your exes, so yeah, that you got rid of them. But it is unfortunate that, like, you know, ex relationship obviously have, like, an impact on your confidence and stuff. Like, that happens a lot. Like, you kind of learn from relationships that you're in, and if it was your both of your exes, like you're saying, that would kind of make those comments. I would really just try and hone in on the fact that you are happy and you are healthy, and learn to stand up for yourself. Like, if you're at home, I don't know if you're living with your parents, but, like, I just, they wouldn't, like, I mean, you just have to be happy in not only your own body, but, like, your own just overall sense of well-being. Like, you know, I have tried, you've seen on the gram, I've tried to, like, do the gym here and there. I go through little spurts of trying it and then I don't. And, you know, I kind of just don't really, I'm not that organized enough to have, like, a consistent gym shit in my life. It's just not me. It's never been me. And maybe it will be, but, like, it never has been. And I got to stop fooling myself, because it's like, it actually stresses me more than anything. Like, I'll, you know, start to get into the gym and then I'll be like, okay, yeah, great. When's our next session? Cool. Be there. Oh, fuck, I forgot. Oh, shit, now I've let him down. Oh, I feel so bad. Oh, I have anxiety. You know, so it was like, I'm just not that fucking organized to go to the gym that much. Like, I've been in situations where, like, there's a gym, like, right side outside my fucking door, and I still can't go. And if I do go, I'm going to the fucking steam room. But, like, so it's just not me. So it's like, when people say, oh, it's so good for you, it's so this, it's so that, there's not one size fits all for, like, your overall happiness and healthiness and well-being. So if you are in a place where you are happy and healthy, you just have to learn to stand up for yourself, because it's really fucking unfair to be put in positions where people are just commenting and, you know, giving unwanted advice, saying, oh, you'd actually be happier. What, 5 pounds lighter, you'd be happier? That's so random. Like, I mean, where are you plucking this information from, mum? I don't know. Like, I had a friend who was dealing with something similar in regards to, like, her parents. A friend of mine, she spoke about it on her Instagram recently. Could have been close friends. Anyway, I'm not naming her, but I love her. And I haven't seen her because of COVID. And she was saying that she had put on a bit more weight in COVID. And when she started seeing people again, they were like, oh, girl, loving the curves. Fair play to you. Like complimenting it. And, you know, obviously trying to be nice, or else you can't really bite back when they're trying to be nice. But like, it was just kind of like, oh, thank you. Like, she was feeling really uncomfortable with it. So she's kind of stopped going out and seeing people that she hadn't seen in a while just to avoid those comments. And then her parents started commenting on it as well, you know, like asking her how much she was walking, what she was eating and how much she weighed. And it's just so inappropriate. And she's been dealing with this on and off for years. And I remember, like, this was my advice, like, you know, it's not the nicest, but I think if someone is to be passing remark on your bod, just do the fucking same. Like, I said to my friend when she was like, oh, it's just really frustrating, like, my mom keeps on saying this. And I'd be like, okay, we'll just say, yeah, well, mom, to be honest, like, you've cankles and varicose veins and you're not looking the healthiest yourself. And you, I spotted you drinking double cream out of the fridge the other day, and I'm worried about your weight as well. So do you want to jump on those scales and let's just take a picture and motivate ourselves for next week and we'll do it again. Like, I mean, you're no one to be telling me. Like, so, because if your parents, unless you're, like, even if they fucking are bopping around with, like, you know, full abs, doubtful, you know, be like, look, that's your thing. This is not my thing. And I just want to be able to be in the company of my fucking man, da, without thinking about my body and pounds and how I'm looking to you. And I'm struggling with this and you need to listen to me. That nothing is more annoying than when you're saying, like, you know, you're telling them that you're uncomfortable with it, that you don't like these comments, and they're like, for God's sake, would you look what you overreact in there? You're on that internet too much. I'm just saying. Like, I hate that when I'm like, no, I'm literally saying that I don't want that. So that should just be the end of the conversation about my fucking weight there. Thanks, ma. But yeah, I would just be a fucking bitch in that situation. If they're not listening to you, say no. If it's affecting you and you're struggling, I just be like, mom, you're fucking kidding me. Look in the mirror, remove your top, and let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk about your body. It doesn't feel good, mom, dad. Down the pub again to grow that beer belly. Go on. Yeah, you got your COVID cert. Go on, go suckling on a few flipping pints. You're massive. You know, I don't know. That's what I'd fucking do. Because some people just love to point the finger, and it's like, fuck off. Okay, last one. My ex and I live together but are doing a casual thing. He picks and chooses when to be caring but would randomly say, I love you sometimes. He recently asked me, was I texting anyone? In brackets, I am. I am. But he got annoyed when I wasn't honest with him. Is this any of his business, or should I have told him in the first place? He was the one who broke it off. Okay, I have one thing to say. I think you should dump your boyfriend. I think you should dump him. I think you should dump your boyfriend. I think you should dump him. Yeah, I think you should dump him. Like, this is a toxic situation. And I know fucking words like triggered and toxic and all this shit get my waddied down into nothing. But like, this is just messy, and it's not gonna end well unless you fucking start to bring in some boundaries for yourself. Like, so he broke it off, you're still living together, doing a casual thing, and it seems to be all on his terms. Like, so unless you stand up for yourself, he's gonna continue treating you like that. Like, the love that you accept is ultimately the love that you deserve, because if you're not kind of like striving for better in work or in looks with the damn skincare or in your relationships, you're not going to get better. Like, if this dude is living with you, he broke it off with you, but you're still living with him, so he can probably have sex and tap whenever he wants. If he's in a mood, he can probably take it out on you. And if he's like, are you texting anyone? Fuck, why? Like, why are you texting someone? Like, we're living together. Like, I know we're not together. Like, it's just like, he's just having his big cake and he's eating it and he's watching fucking telly with his hands down his joggers and he's just like, nah, 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 this is fucking great. I get to do what I want. You know, it's just, it's no. Like, you're asking me, you know, is this any of his business? Your business is your business. You don't ask someone if it's their business. Like, if someone writes to me and is like, hey, can you tell me again? Could you, like, tell me exactly what happened between you and one? I think we have a right to know. Like, just because you think it's your fucking business, bitch, it's not. You know? Like, so you, that's one example of, like, taking ownership of yourself and creating boundaries. And, like, nothing has helped me more in life than creating boundaries. And it took me, I'm still learning, like, you know, I'm still actively trying to implement them daily. Just know, you know, just like standing up for yourself in smaller ways and bigger ways, but like putting the work in to kind of like take ownership over this situation. So like, let's look at it. He broke it off. He chooses when he's nice to you. You're not together, you're casual, but you're not allowed to text anyone. Like, I've been in those situations where you're literally handing me bullshit on a plate and expecting me to eat it. I don't like shit. I don't like eating bullshit. It's not tasty. So, like, don't eat it. Like, I don't care for your fucking mind games. Like, and it's annoying because I think lads love slut shaming. And, you know, if they're putting you in that situation of being like, well, like, we're always getting together and we live together, so why would you want to be with someone else? Or what's this? I don't know. I don't get that. That's fucking weird. It's like, yeah, because you're not committing to me and I'm actually looking for, you know, just something a bit more solid, because it's boring to me kind of waiting to see when you're going to decide to be nice to me or decide to get your dick hard for me and we're going to have sex. So I actually am lining up a few possibilities that maybe I'll take now because I'm single. You're not committing to me. We haven't had that conversation. You're not fulfilling something that I want. If you were like, I'm actually so cool with it, I'm just cool with it, I don't care, I'm fine, I'm happy with this, I'll fuck him one day, he can be mean to me one day. Like, if you were randomly into that, that's a different story. But like, you know, it just seems like it's all on his terms. Why would he treat you better if you're letting him treat you like that? You know, and that's not even to like put the blame on you, but like, you do have to stand up for yourself in situations, especially relationships, because it's just the two of you. There's no referee. I've been in situations where there's arguments and I'm looking around the room in argument being like, come on, come on. If fucking someone was seeing this, they would be so on my side. They would, oh my, it's no question. Side note, I hate when fucking in a relationship fight when like, it's going on and like then another fight from a couple of weeks ago comes up and then they're like, I told Clive. I told Clive about that. And he fucking couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe the way you're going on. It's like, oh my God, shut up. Yeah, well, fucking Anya thought you were a bloody bastard and she said I should dump you, that my ex was hotter than you anyways. Like, I mean, I hate that. But anyway, side note. Yeah, I think it just seems like he has you on strings, like a puppet on a string. He's a puppeteer. You're living with a puppeteer and you're a puppet. You're Bosco. It's just not, I don't know. And it's like, I don't know sometimes if you can have a situation where it is like that and it improves drastically, you know, especially if you're living together, it's really difficult to make big changes. But I do think that that's not a nice situation. Like, I hate that feeling of like, oh, what you am I going to get today? Oh, you're not in the mood to be nice to me today. Like, that's just not fucking respectful and it's not enjoyable. And if you are someone who is like consistently nice to him, why should he have that and you only have, you know, 80% niceness or whatever? So I think that just sounds like a nasty situation and you need to dump him. Okay, last one. Hey, gal, I have an awkward question. I think my boyfriend watches too much porn. I love him to pieces and he's a great boyfriend in 90% ways. He's been really open about consuming porn from a young age and wanks 3 to 4 times a day. Until a few months into our relationships, he said he'd never come from sex in real life and he hasn't from anyone. I feel like he'd enjoy IRL sex way more and be able to form a more intimate, strong bond with an in real life woman if he cut down on porn and OnlyFans, etc. He has a hot in real life, sorry, she keeps on saying IRL. He has a hot IRL GF with a high sex drive anyway. So any tips how to talk to him? That's so hard. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry I left you in the lurch for so long, gals. Because you are going through it. That is fucking cray cray. There's a porn, fuck the pandemic. There's a porndemic. Like, seriously. You can't come during sex because you're watching people have sex on your phone or laptop. 3 to 4 times a day wanking. Like, I don't know, but that's like what? I cannot imagine masturbating 3 to 4 times a day while watching porn. I can barely get through a YouTube, like a YouTube morning routine video. Like, I think it's just, that's going to really impact him. I don't know if there's some kind of porn rehab in this godforsaken country, and there should be. And that's what they should be talking about in the doll. It's never brought up. The people need the answers. What are we doing here with the children? Are fucking, like, that's mental. He's only 20. Dear God, as a mother, that gives me so much anxiety. The thought, like, I mean, that's too much. I'm sorry. That's fucking not normal. Like, not that it's not normal. Like, what's normal? There's no normal. And some, you know, and some people are weird, but like, I just think that that's not like fulfilling. That can't be fulfilling. That must be stressful. And I'm so glad that he was open with you. So that's a really good start, that he was open and said that, like, you know, he's been consuming it really young. I know that there's a massive problem with, like, you know, people consuming porn from a really young age and how it impacts their kind of whole idea of sex. And I do think that probably therapy would help that. I don't know if it would be that easy to just kind of fix that being his girlfriend. And, you know, it kind of brings in, it kind of brings in the added element of just awkwardness of you being like, oh, I really would like our sex to be better. And that will bring in fights, and there's nothing worse than sex fights. Like, so I think therapy would be good for that. And I would, I'd try and talk about it in the sense of like fulfillment and, like, you know, he's 20 fucking years old. He would like I, he should nip it in the bud, you know. I've never been a guy, so I don't understand, like, you know, being a guy as that age. But I remember being in school and stuff, and like lads always talking about wanking, and like wanking is like, it's like ritualistic with men. I remember I was friends with guys in school, and like, they'd be talking about watching porn all together, wanking on the couch, like in their parents' home. Wanking circles and like coming behind the couch, like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't want to wank shame, but I don't think it's fulfilling. I don't know if, I don't fucking know. I need to get a wank expert on here. So I'll try and find one, but like, I do think he needs to get a handle on that, especially if it's already at such a young age, like impacting his in real life sex life. Like, he can't come from real sex, and, you know, it's making you feel a certain type of way. Like, fair fucking play to you. And I guess it's Gen Z vibes that are like so accepting of like OnlyFans and porn being like a norm, you know. Because I remember when I started this podcast, there was so many questions being like, oh my God, I found porn on my boyfriend's laptop. What do I do? And now it's like, oh no, porn. We finally, as women, finally fucking come to our senses that men look at porn, and it doesn't have to be so, it's not like they're cheating. It doesn't have to be so personal. It's not so gross, but like, there is a balance between like accepting it and it being, you know, a problem and an addiction. And if it's, like I said, impacting his sexual well-being in real life, and he's, I just don't think that's good. Now, fair play to him again, fair play to the fucking lad for being honest, you know. And I don't know. I think I'd walk downstairs and I'd talk to his mother, quite frankly. I'd say, look, we need to get him a therapist because it's just too much. It's too much. That's too much. Am I wrong here, girls? Let me know. I'm a bit lost with that one, okay? So I'm going to try and call Pete because he's a guy. So maybe he'll know.
Yep.
Hey, I'm recording and I'm stuck on a question.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Because it's about a guy, like it's about a boy. So
okay.
This girl wrote in and she said her boyfriend wanks 3 to 4 times a day and he can't actually come in real sex. And he's obsessed. Yeah. He's obsessed with porn and OnlyFans. And she thinks it's a bit too much. I think that's a bit. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, that's yeah. He's being too rough with his penis.
He's being too rough with his penis?
Yeah, he's being too rough. Her vagina, you know what I mean? He can't fucking... He's being so rough with it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, it's true.
So, hold on.
He's obviously pulling the... He's obviously pulling the fuck out of himself. And the poor girl's vagina isn't up to the task of replicating.
So because her vagina isn't as kind of
strong
as his...
As vigorous as he's been with hands, I mean, it can't replicate the effect. So he can't do it.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's not that bad. That's actually a way easier to kind of, because she was, I was suggesting therapy.
He just wank himself off on the outcome and then just jump in there.
So
that's what I recommend.
You would recommend that he's sorry? Say it again.
Yeah, well, I recommend him stopping. I recommend him putting a stop to the whole thing as that'd be better off, but you know.
Well, not wanking at all. That's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe like once a week is a treat or something.
Once a week. Three or 4 days is a lot.
I don't know.
Is that common for lads? Do you talk about that in your lads group?
Yeah. Some will go like every day, twice a day. Probably like, no, I don't know. I'm not bad with it. Like, to be honest, it's a bit creepy. Like, being that creepy.
Wanking is creepy.
Yeah. Creepy going in the dark and fucking around, you know?
Yeah, I know, it is creepy. Wanking is creepy, especially times a day. Like,
yeah.
Okay, but so he's just too rough with his hand.
He's being too rough with himself. I mean, so obviously, like, fucking, like, her vagina isn't able to compete with his hand. He can't do fucking mad with his hand.
So should he have a looser grip?
Yeah, use a looser grip. Maybe use a left hand.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Pete.
True.
Okay, bye. Okay, there you go. Yes, that's what I was like, he needs to see a professional immediately. Well, apparently he just needs to loosen the old grip on the love there. And maybe, yeah, like, I mean, wanking is a treat. Like, it's like he's having 3 chocolate Aero Mousse yogurts a fucking day. Like, I mean, chill out, babes, and have 1 a week. You know, like, just... Your dick isn't going to fall off. It's still going to be there. You don't need to check 4 times a day that you can. You can wank and come and all that. But like, if he needs to loosen his grip. God, it's mad. I never would have thought of that. I never would have known that. So thank you, Pete, for picking up the phone. Oh, that was off the cuff, I swear. So lol. Thank you so much for listening. It has been so fun doing my first episode on my own. I am really enjoying it. So keep an eye out on Instagram. I am also on TikTok now, girls. I love doing those little videos that I put up on Instagram for like the videos of like the little grabs of sound of something from a podcast, and then I make a little video out of it. So I'm putting them on TikTok. So it's It Gals Only on TikTok. Follow me there, huns. I don't really understand TikTok yet, but hopefully I'll get Luna to give me a little lesson. I am so glad that we are back, and I am gonna play out this song that I found. I played it, and I'm gonna play out this song that I just found when I was looking up Dump Him song. Only has 760 views. Let's give it a bit of a whirl, because it's actually kind of a banger. Like, she's bopping around with balloons of love hearts, and it's called Dump Him. Like, dump your boyfriend. I fucking love that energy. Dump him, bitch. So to wrap it up, really the only dumpage situation that was going on was the girl who is living with her ex and they're casual. I don't know if that should be going on. The other girlies, I think you're grand in the situation. get your fella to have a bit of a looser grip on the old hand. And don't be worrying if you're in a relationship and it's actually going well. I think that's called anxiety. Look it up, girl. And I myself, or maybe take up a little hobby. I will see you next week. And if you want more of this shit, join patreon.com/itgalspodcast, where I put out X Gals every Tuesday and Triple X Gals every Friday. Bye, gals. Damn him. I think you should dump your boyfriend. I think you should dump him. I think you should dump your boyfriend. I think you should dump him. Look at him, look at him. Now take a good look at you. You're a winner, you're a winner. But you keep on trusting to lose. It's not your job, not your duty. Remember you don't need to raise him. Don't need his gummies, forget his number. Better off if you're a razor. I know that you can take care of yourself. You can be queen of yourself. And I will repeat what you
don't. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.